Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, and spirit-led church. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you, and on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonhomme, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
Well, church, it is amazing to see you this morning, albeit online. I hope you've had an amazing, amazing Christmas. My house is currently filled with Lego and Beyblades. I don't know what other family homes look like, but mine is a bombshell full of Lego pieces. We're currently watching to not step on everything and so forth. And my house currently smells like mango and chicken curry. Abby and Rapula from our St. Andrews campus gave us a big box of mangoes, and we've been finding 28 ways to use them, and they are amazing. Johanna and Sam from St. Andrews, I didn't even attempt the biryani after last time's disaster of burning my children's mouths out. So you'll be pleased to know the mango curry turned out very, very well. It's been beautiful to watch online too. All of our families just enjoying Christmas in their own home. The Broadstocks, as always, outdid us all with an incredible spread on their table, and just incredible. And to see the Stenhouses over in Dunsborough enjoying Christmas Day on the beach was just so beautiful and envy inciting for us all. So really, really amazing. I've got to say, in spite of everything, 2020 has been one of the best years of my life, I think, and one of the best years for our church. You know, in spite of everything going on, 2020 was the year that our Dunsborough family joined the Horizon family in March. And that has been incredible. We've met so many incredible people, Sean and Kay and Lisa, and I could just mention so many others that we've come to know and love. And of course, our St. Andrews campus joining us in August. 2nd of August was our first service, and it's just been beautiful to watch so many families, Priyanka and Earl and others, John and Helen, we love you. Just so many families joining a part of the broader Horizon family. And then, of course, at our Sutherland Shire location, just seeing the way Jesus has brought people in. And we have so many new friends, so many new people to call family. And that has been incredible. It's made what has been a difficult year so much sweeter and so much more blessed. We've just loved getting to know everybody. You know, navigating this season with children has been really interesting. I've got two little boys. They're 16 months apart, but whilst they look very similar, they could not be more different. And I'll never forget the day back in March or April where my eldest, who's very analytical, very black and white, just out of nowhere came and presented me with a model of the coronavirus that he had built out of his nuts and bolts, his wooden nuts and bolts, and it looked true to life. I'm thinking, my goodness, like, this kid is kind of coming to terms with all of this in a very analytical way. Our youngest, however, who's a real party boy, he's really outgoing, he's the life of the party, he's very mesmerizing, he's got an attraction factor to him. I honestly believe he thinks that the coronavirus is the red and white tape that covered the park and stole all the fun for him this year. And so he's also he also thinks that it's the standard excuse that we now use for anything that kills joy. Oh, sorry, we can't do that because of coronavirus. And I feel like maybe all of us feel a little bit like that somehow all the joy's been nicked this year, all the joy's been stolen and sucked out of the atmosphere. And you know, that's actually not the kingdom of God, because a central part of the life of the believer, when God was making the mix of your life, when God was cooking up a life that was worthy of Him for you, joy was actually a central ingredient. So much so that, you know, the kingdom, if you boil it down, the kingdom of God is boiled down to three words in the book of Romans 14:17. It says, it's righteousness, not our own, His own righteousness, peace, which Pastor Brad brought a beautiful Christmas word, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing that one third of the kingdom of God is described as being joy? Isn't that amazing to think that, you know, when you come to know Jesus Christ, what you don't sign up for is a boring life. What you don't sign up for is a dull, vanilla life, but you sign up for a life full of joy. There may be challenges, but the kingdom of God is one third full of joy, and the other two descriptors are amazing as well. And so this morning, I actually want to bring a word on joy. As we come out of the year that many are deeming the worst of their life, and you see so many memes at the moment that are really denigrating 2020, I actually want to have a declaration over your life and over the life of every person in Horizons world, and perhaps you're tuning in as a guest as well, that God's promise to you this year is that you can go out in joy. You can go out in joy. And so I want to read you a passage, and I want to invite you this morning, wherever you are, to receive this passage as a prophetic declaration to mix faith with the word of God and see the dynamic change. So Isaiah 55 says, starting at verse 12, you will go out in joy. You will go out of 2020 in joy and be led forth in peace. And the mountains and the hills, all the obstacles, will burst into song before you. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Creation, it says, is groaning for the sons of God to be revealed. Do you know creation is excited as we move forward in the purposes of God? This is beautiful, this bit. Instead of the thorn bush, those things that have been barren and that felt like a wasteland and lifeless in your life in 2020, instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper. Instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. You know, in this passage, in its original context, it's spoken to a group of people, Judah and Israel, that are in a time of captivity. They're in a time of deep restriction. The things that they held dear had been taken away and stolen. Their life had been severely curtailed. And in fact, their joy had been sucked out. And in fact, beyond that, they felt like there was no hope for a future. That somehow all the promises of God over this great nation to be had been snuffed out, and the people's hearts were crushed. It was oppressed. They were believing their circumstances, looking at them and coming to, in some ways, the logical conclusion that there was nothing good anymore. And perhaps you felt like that, but in the midst of all of that, in the midst of a very, very dire circumstance, the prophet says, hey, no, God's promise toward you is that you will go out of this with joy, and God is going to lead you forth into a glorious destiny full of his peace. And that is a promise for us today. Now, earlier in the passage, it actually puts an invitation out to them, like, come and buy food for free. Come and buy drink for free from me, God says. And I want to ask the question, who is this promise for? Well, it's anybody, you and me, anybody who chooses to actually position their lives in the person of Jesus Christ. Anybody who is actually drinking from the source that he is, eating from the source that he is. And who is that joy for? Well, it's for anybody who situates their life in Jesus Christ. And can I just say, if you are listening on today at the end of 2020, and it perhaps has been one of the worst years of your life, the invitation to accept him is yours. And in fact, at the end of this short message, there's going to be an opportunity for you to say yes, right there in your own lounge room or hotel room, to him, and your life will change forever, not just 2021. When it comes to joy, John Piper, a great preacher, says, joy is a good feeling in the soul produced by the Holy Spirit as he causes us to see the beauty of Christ in his word and in his work. You know, happiness is great, and I do believe that God wants you to be happy. You know, some churches or traditions may say that that's not the case, but that is not what I've found. I do believe God wants you to be happy, but actually, happiness at times can be a fraud of joy because it depends on the present. You know, joy itself, however, isn't a fickle emotion. It actually is a secure expectation of God's goodness no matter what is going on, because God is always present, and therefore joy can be present. You know, it reframes the present and it gives strength even when the now isn't happy. In fact, it says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy and strength are intrinsically linked. You know, funny thing is too, joy is not an optional extra in the life of a believer. Joy is actually a fruit. So if the Holy Spirit is at work in your life, joy can be a fruit and evidence, a symptom of God at work in your life. You know, I feel like though, in 2020, the enemy has really gone for the joy jugular in the life of a lot of people. It's almost like, yes, pandemic, and yes, lockdowns, and all those types of things, but I feel like the enemy, and there is an enemy of your soul, and if this is unfamiliar language to you, even if you aren't cognitively familiar with it, you may have felt like there is opposition to your life, and there is an enemy of your soul, and I feel like he has gone for the joy jugular in the life of a lot of believers. You know, the disappointments of the year have placed a highlighter pen over hurts and injustices and pain. There's been like a magnifying glass on fractures that already exist in people's lives, and anxiety and pressure around finance. And we've even experienced some of that in our own home, some big challenges in the area of employment that we really had to trust God for. Maybe there's just been pressure added due to the distance with border closures and so forth. And it's been cancel anything that was planned. And it creates a tension around our lives that snuffs out the joy at times. And yet the promise of God to you is, in the midst of very real life on planet Earth, because let's not pretend, life on planet Earth is full of trouble, a lot of the time actually, God promises us that we can experience great joy. It says in John 15:11, "These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be full." I love that because it's saying not joy like Jesus, not a joy that I have to conjure up, but a joy that if I open my heart to his presence and allow him to come in, he can give me his joy. I don't have to conjure it up. I don't have to make it like his and work at it. It's a joy that I can receive no matter what the circumstances. So this morning I want to declare that Jesus is not just joy to the world at Christmas, but he is joy to your inner world, and that you can go out of 2020, you can go out in joy if you choose to, and be led forth in peace in the purposes of God. So firstly, I want to bring, joy is a weapon. Joy is a weapon. Now, of course, joy is a fruit, and no lasting joy. We can have moments of happiness, but no lasting joy truly comes unless your life is made right with your Creator, and there will be an opportunity for that. But true lasting and sustained joy is a work of the Spirit in your life. There is, however, a power that God gives you of choice to cultivate, pursue it, and protect it. And it's worth it because joy is a hotbed to protect life and creativity within a family, within an individual, within a whole life. You know, Philippians is the most joyful book of the Bible, which is actually ironic. I'll tell you why in a moment. But the word, the Greek word for joy and rejoicing is used 16 times out of 104 verses. Now, of course, the irony of this is Paul, who wrote the book, is writing from a dingy Roman prison, so not comfortable in the slightest, in fact, full of misery and trial, pain and chains. And yet, he learned the secret of what it was to have joy in, joy because of, and joy even though, and it strengthened him to produce kingdom fruit. Philippians 4:2 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." And yet I do believe there has been a war on joy because the enemy wants to deplete your strength. You know, he can live without your joy. He can live with you having joy. But because joy is so intrinsically linked to your strength for living, he wants to snuff out your joy to steal your strength. You know, as a mum of young children, I know that the fatigue of certain seasons makes me vulnerable to having my joy robbed. You know, thieves of joy can be an instrument robbing from you as well. Maybe it's comparison, you know, looking at what others have, looking at where they're up to in their life, looking at how affected or unaffected they have been by this current pandemic. Maybe it's the lie that you can't be happy or joyful in the current circumstances. Maybe it's the lure right now to feed on what is dark and is going to actually damage your soul. Maybe it's a strategy of the enemy to cause you to see your circumstances as an exception, that for some reason you don't count when it says that God says that you can go out in joy and be led forth with peace. Yet in the face of all sorts of circumstances, the Spirit of God calls us to take up the weapon of joy. You know, it says that Jesus endured the cross because of the joy set before him. Isn't that an incredible truth? James says, count it all joy when you suffer trials of many kinds because it creates perseverance. So it's a joyful thing. God, you are going to produce a fruit in me that could not come any other way. And of course, Nehemiah with the exiles, rebuilding the broken wall, it makes it so clear that the joy of the Lord was their strength to complete the work. You know, joy creates an atmosphere, and we get to decide. We get to guard the waves of the atmosphere. You know, 2020 has restricted us 100%. There has been things that I never dreamt in my lifetime we would experience in terms of restrictions in the nation of Australia, particularly because we're living in it. But God has given you, even in the midst of this, dominion over your own soul, and no circumstance has the power to rob you of your joy if you allow it not to. So I want to encourage you this morning, church, take your joy back. By that, I'm not saying to pretend and wish away the circumstances. What I'm saying is that God has given you a power to take dominion and guard your joy, to take it back. Choose to go out in joy. Secondly, joy opens new pathways. You know, neuroscience tells us that our brains are geared for joy. Can you believe that? That our Creator, in His incredible wisdom, hardwired your brain to be a joy-seeking missile. That when we don't get it, we look for substitutes. So things like addiction and all sorts of things that will trigger the pleasure centers in a brain are purely, I feel, a ploy or an effort to actually replace joy when it's not existent. And so I've seen in COVID, during this lockdown time, you know, social media, Netflix, food, you know, provide all sorts of substitutes for the joy that God has destined us to have. You know, in Isaiah 55:13, it says, instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, and instead of the briars, myrtles will grow. And that is a promise that in Him, as we are in Jesus Christ, full of the joy He has for us, a place that was formerly barren, a place that was formerly thorny and yielding no life, will spring forth into life again. You know, as we position our lives in Jesus and take on His joy, new pathways open up for us. You know, the thing is though, true joy, not the fake stuff, but true joy requires a total yielding to Him. And that's challenging at times. Matthew 13:44 says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field. You know, you have to yield to the whole field and joy is found in it. With the kingdom of God, there is no half measure. As we yield our whole life to Jesus Christ, He fills us up with His joy, and that is an incredible thing. We live in a society that seeks pleasure but will not yield its life to the King of Kings. We are in a society that wants control and access without cost or yielding. But the problem is, it comes with no lasting reward or joy. It's a promise of fulfillment that simply can't deliver. King David, a very, very famous king in the Old Testament, in Psalm 16:11 says about the Lord, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Let me ask you the question. What if 2020 was the year you yielded your whole life to Him, that you took all expectation off the table, that you made no demand on God, but you yielded your life to the Holy Spirit? I wonder what He would do with that one life that you have. You know, there is joy in Him and new pathways and possibilities that come with that thing. Number three, when it comes to our power, yes, joy is a fruit, but a part of us having dominion of our own soul is the choice we have to, number three, open a portal of praise. You know, when I think of joy, the accompanying sound with it in the Word of God is the sound of praise. David said, in his presence is fullness of joy. He had found a place in God in the midst of the trials and the troubles, the rejection, the terrible blows that he experienced in life. He found a place that he could return to again and again and again. It was a portal of praise that he could enter and experience true joy. Life-giving joy. You know, in my youth, there was parts of my extended family, and the atmosphere in the home was one that was very critical, very, very crushing and life-destroying for a young person. And I remember we'd go there quite regularly, and I remember the first thing I did every time I came away from that home was stick on my cassette tape or my CD, Dinosaur, and open a portal of praise to shed the negativity and allow the life of God to fill me afresh with his joy, his affirmation as I opened a portal of praise. You know, each morning in our home, and Harry, our youngest son, makes sure we do it every morning. He gets the communion out. We open a portal of praise as a family, and we get out our communion, we pray. Usually we're worshiping to Waymaker because that's Harry's favorite, and Harry usually leads us in communion. But we open as a family a portal of praise to start our day, because we know that as we do that, joy, the power of God, the presence of God will fill and touch and cover every family member. Can I just say, this holiday season, you may have a little bit of more time on your hands. You have an opportunity to come before God, to open a portal of praise. You know what? It actually doesn't matter that our freedoms right now are restricted right in this moment. It doesn't matter what is going on at a policy level right now for the sake of this point. You have an opportunity to spend extended time opening a portal of praise. And who's to say? Your praise won't affect policy, won't affect our city, won't affect the nations, won't affect the coming up of a cure to this thing. Your praise will open a portal of joy and God's purposes over your home, your life, our city, our nation. As we release the sound of praise. You know, we're going to come into a time of communion, and I want to declare joy over you, because the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that he accomplished for the joy set before him was about your restoration, about the kingdom, righteousness, peace, joy coming into your life. So right now, would you prepare your communion, a little bit of juice, bread, have it ready. And I just want to read something over you. In fact, I believe it's a word for our city, our nation, those that are part of the Horizon family in every location. It says in Jeremiah 33:10, this is what the Lord says. You say about this place, it's a desolate waste without people or animals. Perhaps it's felt like that this year at times. Yet in the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are deserted, inhabited by neither people nor animals, there will be heard once more the sound of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom, and the voices of those who bring thank offerings to the house of the Lord, saying, give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. And here's the word, for I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were before, says the Lord. Maybe this Christmas, coming into the new year, you're receiving communion, but your heart is broken because there is a child away from the Lord. Maybe there's been disappointments in 2020, deep sense of uncertainty, a troubling matter. Maybe you are destabilized and your joy has taken a beating. As we receive communion this morning, it says in Hebrews 12 that Jesus, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, well, because of that, because of what he endured, motivated by joy, strengthened by joy, you can be restored. God is attending to that thing that is burdening your heart this morning. You know, Jesus, when he was crucified, we celebrate the baby in the manger, but that baby in the manger became the Savior on the cross 30 or so years later. And on that cross, he wore a crown of thorns, a sign of the absolute barrenness, the dead way of life that sin was. He became sin. He that knew no sin became sin so that we could be free. And he put that dead thing on the cross. He put sin on the cross with all its barrenness, its joyless way of life. And in dying for the joy set before him, made a way for you to experience life. So this morning, would you take the bread at the end of 2020? And we're going to seal the year and declare that God has a good purpose. We're going to seal the year. Because Jesus died and rose again, there is life in you. There is restoration for that child, for your life, for your joy to return, for life in our city to return. Would you receive the bread symbolizing his body broken for you and me? Let's eat together. And he took the cup and he said, "This is my blood poured out for you." Would you receive this morning, this little symbol of the massive price he paid? Your freedom may have been restricted this year, but your true freedom in him was bought by the blood on Calvary's cross. Let's drink together. Lord Jesus, I just thank you that you have joy and life abundant for every person connected to Horizon Church and beyond. Lord, I declare over every family, Lord, that you would seal the year with your joy, that they would go out with joy and be led forth in peace into 2021. With every head bowed and every eye closed, in the privacy of your own lounge room and hotel room, wherever you are, maybe you're in the car with your iPhone. Maybe this word was just for you. Maybe it's not just been a 2020 thing for you, the joylessness, the emptiness that you felt. Maybe actually it's been an all of life thing. Maybe your life on the outside looks quite good. You've been had a measure of success. Things have gone well in many areas, but there is an emptiness and a missing piece going on for you this Christmas. Do you know what? You are just one prayer away from a deep sense of joy and wholeness. I was just reading, actually recently in the Christmas break, I've been doing some reading about some people's stories and people that received Jesus, high-end people, many of them, specialists in their field, deans of law, doctors, all sorts of things. And they came to a point, just like you may be this morning, where they had to say yes to Jesus, to bow their knee, to give their lives to him. And you know what? All of them describe that when they said yes to him, he filled them with tremendous peace, tremendous sense of wholeness. His joy flooded them. And I'm believing that for you, that as Jesus Christ comes into your life this morning, he would wash you clean, remove your sin, make you new, and rejoin you with your Maker. Would you pray for me from your heart? I may not be able to physically hear you, but I know that the Holy Spirit is in the room with you right now. In fact, I just really sense there is somebody and you have been seeking. And the Holy Spirit is flooding your room. That's the warmth that you're feeling, that sense of presence in the room. You're not alone. You may be alone, but you are not alone. There's a sense of God right now, right where you are, ministering to you, drawing you. He loves you. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, I give you my heart. I give you my life. Come into my heart today. Wash me clean. Make me new. Fill me with your righteousness. Make me right with you. Even though I've done terrible things, maybe hard attitudes, all sorts of things, thank you that it's your righteousness that I receive today. Also, God, fill me with your joy and your peace. Thank you that I will never walk alone. If you made that decision for the very first time today, do you know that promise to you is that you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace your whole life through? He will never leave you or forsake you. He loves you. He gave his life for you. It's the best decision you could ever make. To everybody else, I declare God's incredible joy over you, no matter what 2021 serves up. And I believe it will be amazing. I truly believe the promise of God to you today is that you can go out with joy and be led forth with peace because of the tremendous purposes the Lord has for you. We love you, church. We can't wait to see you face to face. Have an amazing Christmas and a very, very happy new year.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at hz.church. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.